So let's be honest, we all have moments when we don't want to learn the lesson or be told what to do. So today, let's talk about discovering and harnessing a teachable spirit.
Natalie Grant.
And I'm Charlotte Gamble.
And we are so excited that you are joining us for the Dare to Be podcast. We can be one.
Okay, so today we're talking about having a teachable spirit. And I just want to say, I don't know whose idea this was. This might be the shortest podcast we've done because I'm like, how about I need one? Okay, perfect. That's where we're at, guys. That's where we're at. I literally find it easier to be the corrector than I do being the corrected.
Oh my God. It's so funny because everyone's done these personality tests and Enneagram yes. tests and whatever, and we are so opposite, Nat and I. It's actually quite hysterical. So it was my idea to have this conversation today. And the one over there that is the more direct of us, she's like, this was a dumb idea. So right now we're just having a friendship moment.
Just having this moment.
You're just going to join our conversation.
Yes.
But you do have a teachable spirit eventually when you get there.
When I get there. I sure am busy telling my kids to have one right now in this season of life. But it's funny because I think it could be rooted in many different things it's rooted in pride because we don't like to be told we're wrong. It's also rooted in fear because we don't want to be a failure and we don't want to be told we're wrong because we don't want to be a disappointment.
Right.
And so there's all these roots, I think, for it. But a teachable spirit is necessary to keep growing, especially spiritually. You have to have a teachable spirit. And I think even when you get to a place where somebody might consider you an expert in something, I think one of the greatest things that you can discover in life is the discovery that you never arrive at a single thing, because that keeps you constantly learning.
I think just right now in the world around us, so much of what we hear and so much of what we are seeing is everybody arguing and nobody listening.
Yes.
And I think a teachable spirit is something that diffuses so many situations because you're willing to learn from everything and everyone.
Right.
There's always something that you can learn, even if it's learning how not to do it. You can learn from someone else. And I think there's something very powerful when someone has a teachable spirit, because in any conversation, they're going to walk away with something. They're going to walk away with growth. They're going to walk away with information, because they entered not just to say what they wanted to say, but they entered also to hear what needed to be heard. And I think that's why a teachable spirit is something that we all need to get better at discovering and developing inside our lives. I think it just makes us better humans. Right?
Well, it does. And the thing is in Proverbs 12:1, right? It says, whoever loves discipline, it's funny, whenever I see that word discipline, I'm like, beep, flatline. I check out.
Leave the room.
I'm like, oh no, here it comes. Discipline. And it's funny, I can be disciplined in certain areas, but other areas are very difficult, i.e. exercise. So whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. I'm like, that is unbelievable, that version. Side note, I love the fact that my youngest child forever thought the S word was stupid. So I'm like, I can't read her that. I can't read her this verse quite yet. To remember saying, it would be like, Mom, I know the S word. And I was like, and I like my heart stopped for a second. I'm like, what do you mean you know the S word? I was like, you do? She goes, yes. Stupid. And I was like, hallelujah. She thinks the S word is stupid.
She did. I remember that moment. I think I was in the kitchen at that very moment.
But I feel like these verses that tell us that are so important to grab a hold of and apply in your life, because when you can actually look at a situation, even if you still think you're right about a situation, but choose to say, okay, you know, maturity would say that I think I'm right, but probably the person that is on the other side thinks they are as right mm-hmm. as I think mm-hmm. I am right. And so if I just take a moment and listen, instead of having to enforce my rightness, mm-hmm. take a moment and actually listen, those are usually when I start to learn the greatest lessons.
And I think that's the key word. I think a teachable spirit is built from a listening heart.
Yes.
I think we are in a place and in a time where everybody is saying something, but I think we've lost the beauty and actually the dignifying of someone by saying, I will listen. You know, that's why, you know, I'm so thankful to everyone that tunes into these podcasts.
Yes.
It's a huge honor that they give us because they're saying, hey, I'm going to take time out of my life to listen. They're not sat here chatting. Their voice isn't being heard. But you're saying, hey, I want to listen. And therefore you're saying, I want to grow my teachable spirit. Yes. You don't listen to the stuff like this if you think you have all the answers.
Yes.
And so I think it's awesome that there are different platforms where we can listen. But I think, you know, the Bible says, doesn't it? You'd be slow to speak and quick to listen. And I think we're so often the other way around.
100%.
We're so quick with our opinion. And, you know, when you've ever been in those conversations and you just start to speak to someone and then they cut you off, you know, I can do that because I think I already know what they're going to say, you know, so I'm like, oh yeah, I know where you're going. So I'm going to jump right on in. But that's just a presumption on my part that I'm now taking the conversation where I want it to go.
Yes.
And therefore, really what I'm saying is there's nothing you're going to say that I'm going to learn from.
Yes.
So let me just cut right in and tell you what I think you should hear. And because I spend a lot of time teaching and because I spend a lot of time helping people in the word or opening scripture, that's something I have to be really careful because I'm often in the seat of the teacher, which means that you can forget to stay teachable.
Yes.
And so you have to be really careful. So often you'll find the people that know a lot or do this for a living are the ones that are the ones that are terrible at listening. But we want everyone else to sit and listen, right?
Exactly. It's funny. It's kind of the same with, you know, I mean, I've been singing for a very long time and I've been professionally singing for over 20 years now. So I would definitely not say I'm an expert, but I've earned my stripes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've been doing it for a long time, yet just not even that long ago, you know, I'll call on a vocal coach because I realize that there are still things that I need to learn.
Right.
There are still ways that I can improve my technique. There are still ways that I can improve these things. And that's because we never fully arrive. There's mm-hmm. always something we can be taught, always something we can learn. And I think we, it's not only just a pride issue, but we sell ourselves short when we take the spot of expert mm-hmm. on something that there's nothing that you could teach me. And a real, you know, very recent example for me of this, and again, this is a hot topic and maybe they're going to end up editing it out.
You mean they do that?
I know. I was like, oh no, because it's a hot topic, you know. But for me, as a, you know, grown white woman in America, I thought I understood a lot about the race issue, right? And so, again, there were certain preconceived ideas I had that I was like, well, I don't really agree with that. I don't agree with what all those things are saying. I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I'm not racist. And second of all, I don't agree with that. And I found this like, but when I opened myself up to a mm-hmm. conversation, mm-hmm. and it was a conversation with someone who wasn't the same color as me, and let them just share what it's been like for them, it was a matter of, okay, it's actually okay if I don't agree with everything thing that they're saying.
Right.
But if I wouldn't have at least opened myself up to the conversation of, what do you mean when you say this? Okay, what does that mean? And all of a sudden, what I thought it meant and what I had determined I didn't agree with, just because I gave space for a conversation, and instead of talking about what I didn't agree with, I just listened, mm-hmm. I began to hear things differently.
Right.
I actually began to receive them differently. Right. And all of a sudden, what it did was it brought empathy and compassion into my life. And I feel like that's one of the things that having a teachable spirit can lead you towards is, okay, this issue that I thought, I know this and I've learned about this and I'm not this. And all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, who are you to speak to an issue that really isn't even your issue that you've lived? And then you give an opportunity for a conversation. So I don't know what that might be in your life where it's like you can be teachable in certain areas, but then there's going to come along some issue that you're like, oh no, don't try to tell me that you know that. When we take a moment and we actually open ourselves up to listen to someone else's perspective, I found that my empathy, understanding, and compassion grew by leaps and bounds, actually. Right.
I think of Jesus, you know, Jesus who is the teacher,
yes.
Jesus who is the, you know, the one that knows all, sees all, you know, like, yes. You know, you think about when Jesus came and he came not to be served, but he came to serve.
Yes.
And then you read the journey of Jesus and at age 12, Jesus goes and puts himself in the seat of a learner. He goes and sits in the temple and he says, teach me. He's Jesus. He's like, teach me. He postures his life in the position of, I'm here to learn from those. I'm here to hear what it is that you're reading. I'm here to grow in my wisdom. And I think, you know, if Jesus is modeling for us what our life should look like, he modeled the life of not just being the teacher, but being teachable.
Yes.
You know, he surrendered and he submitted himself to his parents and he came and he put himself in that temple. And so I think, and then the journey with the disciples, it was a journey all the time of teaching. Jesus didn't just teach a sermon. He taught them about people's responses, about how to handle people, about how to be compassionate. There was a lesson in everything that he did and everything that he touched. And I think sometimes we're like, well, I'll learn from this person and I'll learn in this setting, but everything else, I already have decided what I believe and what I think, you know? And if you want to live that way, all I can say is you're going to have a small life, right?
It's true.
Your life will just get smaller and smaller because the world's changing all the time.
Yes.
I mean, imagine if you were that way about, well, there's only one way that I communicate and that's with pen and paper and a mailbox, you know?
Yes.
Imagine if you'd had that mindset. So then you would never have embraced technology. You'd never embraced a computer, never embraced a cell phone, never had a FaceTime experience. Maybe that's you today. No, it's not you because you've got a podcast. So.
For sure not you.
So well done you for moving on. But you know, we'd think that would be ridiculous and we would say to that person, your life would be so much better and you do something so much quicker. You don't have to wait for it to get in the mail. You could actually see that person's face. You teach that person the technology to improve and broaden their life. And if we understand it in that picture, how much more should we understand it in the spiritual things?
And the thing is if you can't be teachable, I think for me, what is the fruit going to be of that?
Right.
Or should I say like, you know, the rotten fruit going to be of that? The fruit of a teachable spirit is going to be incredible. But then I look, okay, when I'm not teachable, my kids are watching it.
Right.
So then how can I expect them to be obedient, to listen to what I'm telling them when I don't model for them that I actually can be corrected, that I can listen to something that my husband's trying to tell me and not get defensive? That's hard because I'm too busy in that moment when he's telling me, hey, you know, and if you know my husband, he would tell me in such a loving way and he'd be like, hey, babe, when you said blah, blah, blah. And sometimes instead of listening to what he's saying, I'm too busy thinking, oh yeah, well, do you not realize that you did blah, 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 and you did. And all of a sudden I'm caught up in that. What are you talking about? What do you mean you're going to come at me with things that I need to learn when I've got a book full of things that I've got written down that I need you to learn. And then all of a sudden I've missed the opportunity for growth in my own life because I'm too busy looking at what else somebody else needs to learn or somebody else needs. And I think that it is something that I'm learning in my own life and something I can readily admit that I struggle with and need help with. There are some ways I find it really easy to have a teachable spirit. But then there are other ways, places where it's just, it's really hard because you have to die to your pride, which is hard. Mm-hmm. And you have to be willing to be wrong, mm-hmm. which is hard. It's really, really hard.
I think because I know, you know, you have, Nat has the same personality as my husband. And I said this to my husband the other day. I said, I think God has given me an assignment in life to do my life next to category 8 people. Because I'm a 2, I'm a helper. If you know any of that Enneagram stuff, I'm a helper. Yes. And Nat and my husband and my son. And yes. then one of the other people that I'm very close to, they're all the same personality and they're all really strong. So I'm like, maybe God just has assigned me as like the helper to these people.
Yes.
So
yes.
And that means that actually I get it. And maybe some of you don't understand how you're wired is what I'm trying to say. So you're like, oh yeah, I'm terrible. But you're not, you're wired like you're a go-getter. You're like, you're going to take down the mountain, you're going to achieve the thing. You're very able, you're very capable. And so realize that's a strength that you have, but just realize sometimes the flip side of that strength is that you're so focused in where you're going and know where you're going that you can forget that on the way you can actually learn some stuff from some other types of personalities. So don't beat yourself up, but just recognize some personalities find it easy to be teachable. Other personalities find it harder to be teachable. It's just the way you're wired. And if you know that and recognize that and see that, then you're not going to give yourself a hard time, but you're going to be more deliberate in saying, you know what, in this conversation, I'm wired to speak, to lead, to move forward. So I need to just take a step back and learn how to be something in this moment that will help me be more teachable. Sometimes that's all it takes. It's not that you're not wanting to be teachable. It's just that it's harder for you to get into that zone. So if that's you today, yes. well done for staying on this far.
Yes, this conversation today might have struck an ouchy nerve in some of you, but in the best possible way. And maybe that's just recognizing that and saying, okay, I love that Char said you don't have to beat yourself up right. over the fact that maybe up to this point, there's been an area or areas of your life where you found it difficult to be teachable, but it doesn't have to stay that way. And you can make a decision today to recognize it as a weak point and then to make those steps forward into having a teachable spirit, which is going to broaden your life in the best possible way.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And would you follow us on social media? You can do that at Dare to Be. We can be one.